Okay, we're going to start today. Siman Kuf Sadi Hey, the halachas of Archakos. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin of an Aleph in Sanhedrin has an expression of Sugaba Shoshanim, hedge of roses, which is the title of a small English book that Rabbi Lam wrote many decades ago on the topic of Taras HaMishpacha for a broader audience. He called it hedge of roses. So the Gemara there has the expression that Afilu Ki Sugaba Shoshanim. Lo yifritzu ba talking to the fact that even though a husband and wife have a close relationship, but they're able to have the necessary separation during her period of nidus. The Tosus there has a comment. What specifically does it mean, sukaba shoshanim? I realize now, I'm going to go into screen sharing for a moment. So I realize that there's a difference between Chrome and a regular laptop, that in Chrome, when you screen share, you can't see the other participants at the same time. Masha Inkain in a regular laptop. So for the moment, I'm using Zoom, Chrome, sorry. So with apologies, I can't see you, can't see me while we look at the Tosos. But if you have a question, just shout out and I should be able to hear you. So Tosos, there are comments. HaTorah hi ida leinik sugaba shoshanim le'inyan dam nidus nidrash kishomeres dam kishoshana aduma re'isi miyad parish. That a woman says that I saw blood, the color of a red rose, then the husband is immediately parish me'ishto. Tim Tomar, v'ha yichud ha'raisa hi k'didar shinan m'chi yisifcha achicha ben imecha v'hechi asi krav didivri kabbalah l'mishri ma'idik v'raisa. So Sugaba Shoshanim tells you that a husband has to separate from his wife, but they can stay in the same house. There's no Isur Yichud. So why is that so? Isn't Yichud Ba'arayas Daraisa? So why doesn't Yichud apply to Ishto Nida as well? The Ishlamid de la Asa Torah El Kain Imo de la Avida le Mishtaria of a Nida Safali Tar. So the Isur Yichud only applies by a woman who is Asur La Olam, as opposed to a woman that's only a surah for a brief period of time, as in a person's wife, he may need to do so, and therefore the Isur Yichud doesn't apply. As opposed to a chuppas nida, where they never have the Yerushon, and then there's going to be an Isur Yichud, as we discussed, the sugya at the beginning of Ksubas, of Hu Yashim Bein Hanashim, the Yeshena Bein Hanashim. Okay, so that's a comment of Tosfos, explaining why the Isur Yichud doesn't apply to Ishto Nida. The Rush in the Kisser Hilchas Nida at the end of the Masechta has the following line: "Bishvil shemisyachi tadir ima asu geder v'siag sheyiskres nidusa." The flip side is that on the one end it's true that there's no Isur Yichud, but on the other hand, because there's no Isur Yichud, Chazal saw fit to institute other gedarim, other separations, other siyagim, to make sure that a husband will be aware that his wife is a nida. And that is the range of takanos, or gzeiros, as we'll see, that we refer to as harchakos. We'll see that some of these may be asurim min haTorah, some may be dina de gemara, and some may be minhagim that we only find evidence of beginning with the Rishonim. And that's what, okay. Now there is a Machlokas Rishonim, or appears to be Machlokas Rishonim, as to what is the reason for Harchakas. We saw the Lashon L'Rush a moment ago, that it's a Geder V'Siag Sheyiskar Es Nidusa. The Ravan, Hilchos Nida Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, Simon Shin Lamed Daled writes as follows. I'm going to put it up on the screen. Here we go. The Ravan writes as follows. Simon Shin Lamed Daled. Inyan Achila Vishasiya in Hanida. Yisrael Kedoshim Hain, the Nagu Silsil Kedusha Ba'atma. So the reason for restrictions on eating and drinking freely with your wife who's Anita, eating her food, drinking her wine, and vice versa, that originated because you sell Kedoshim Haim. The Nagu Silsul Kedusha Ba'atman, Shilalecho Velishto Sima, the Gam Shilal Yashe B'Mashav, and not to sit on the same bench, the Laliga but not to touch, Umidil Bedili Mina B'Yom, Kedesh Shilo Yavo Lidei Hergal Davar B'Layla. And they separate from each other by yom to avoid the possibility of avera balayla. Kiditam perakam of the Shabbos layochal azav and mezava shelayavli dehergal avera dimigod lo badul mina asilamival. That we're concerned if you're going to go about your life as normal and eat and drink together as normal and sit together as normal, then you may come to violate averos balayla. Just as the Mishnah tells us in the context of Zav and Zava, that a Zav and Zava can't eat together, Shelo Yavo Lidei Hergel Avera. Okay, so that's the Ravan, Nirani, the Simen, Shin, Lamed, Dalid. And according to the Ravan, there is a Kula as well. If the whole concern is that we're worried if you're going to be too close by Yom, you're going to come Lidei Hergal Avera Balaila. So then the
Akokos shouldn't apply Leil Tfila before she goes to the mikvah. Because by the time she comes home, she's going to be Tahara. And Loshavik Hatera V'achal Yisura. And if she's not going to be able to be Tahara for another day or 2 days or 3 days, then we're worried. If you're going to be too close in the daytime, then you may come Lidei Avera Balaila. But if she goes to the mikvah that night, so at the end of Shiva Nikiyam, before she goes to the mikvah, there shouldn't be any iser, any requirement of her chakas, because lo shave katera v'achal isura. And the Ravan quotes such a practice. He says, ultimately, ha-machmir yehei baruch, that better to be machmir, but in principle, there would be justification for such a kula. Right? And that's the mashmos of the rush that we began with as well, as Rabbi Morgenstern points out, that the whole point of our chokas is a gedir v'siyag sheyisker es nidusa. There is a different formulation in the Raviyah. The Raviyah Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. So here the Raviyah writes as follows: Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. V'ra'ifi shapasak rabbeinu zikeni menuchasa kavod shevadai dezayni me libuna she'eni yichal lipol yishlach shzer gal vera aval yachar she'avu zayin akiyem v'ra'i lipol mutu lachalima. So that's the Ravan, that after Shiva Nikim are over, even before she goes to the mikvah, there's no concern of achakos, because lo shavik hetera v'achal isura. And then he quotes from the Ravan, v'kasav dinir lo, dafila mitzvah lo lacholima. Maybe it's even better, leil tefila before she goes to the mikvah, di with her, deilo etzosa shetitbo. Says the Raviyah, v'shari le'mari, with all due respect, da'ag of chorfi lo iyanba, disir le'i shahaduchashi lehergal avera, shema yikafenu yitro, v'yavo le'bemezi b'yisur. The Ravan thinks that the whole concern of our chakos is that maybe his yitro is going to get the best of him, and he's going to be bo'el de'isur b'mezid. And therefore, the only concern is mezid, so then lo shavik yisura, lo shavik heter, v'achol yisura. The Lassa says Ravia, the time of Misha mitoch sheragel ima lechol yishkach shizava. It's not that it'll be yisro takvo b'mezid. It's that it'll be a shogeg. He'll forget that she's asura. V'savri d'tarhi v'yavo aleha. And if that's a concern, then there's no grounds for a kula. Even Belel Tilasa, because we're worried that you may forget that she is Asura. Okay, so again, according to the Ravan, the concern is that you may be Takif Yisro and violate an Isra B'mezid. According to the Raviyah, the concern is that you may forget that she's a need and violate an Isra B'shogeg. Nafkamina, are there still Yisrei Harchakos B'leil Tfilosa before she goes to the mikvah? Ramosha notes in a tshuva, Chelik Beis Yaradeya Simen Ayin Zayin, Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Zayin, that we assume, like both reasons, lehalacha, and certain harchakos are oriented in either direction. The way he explains it, harchakos like shiurei hakos, not to drink the leftovers of a cup of wine, or any cup, so that is more kiruv das oriented, that you may come to be too close, and yisra takfo, and other yisurim, like eating from the same table, so that's more shelo yishkach oriented, that you may forget that she's anida, and come lidei yisur.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question that has to do with something, actually, I don't know if it's too much of an extrapolation, but last year, when we were learning refuah b'Shabbos, and we talked about Rav Schefter's lumdis when it comes to Isser Derabanan versus a Takanas Derabanan.
Right.
This Gzer Shikha Samamanim.
Can
that same lumdis apply over here and therefore apply a halacha lamaisa in certain situations?
Meaning what?
Meaning that we said by Rafua, Rav Schefter wanted to say that when there's a situation when the Gzer doesn't apply, that's why we can do away for, like, let's say, Cholash Embo Sakana, and give him refu, and we can still give pills, and if it's a Cholash Embo Sakana.
Right.
And so the situation here, when we're dealing with, if something is a Gzera Atu Hergola Vera, or Gzera Atu Bia, could we say that in certain situations, let's say one of the Harkakos, wife is sick, husband is sick, one of the two, if we're not afraid it's not going to apply, then there's what to rely on to be makel in certain situations. Again, not saying, I mean, more on lumdis rather than lamaisa.
Not exactly sure. I mean, you're asking like what the Shach discusses that negiyah shel b'derech chiba maybe mutter in this case if there's a medical need, if that's only us and midrabanan under regular circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, I think that could be, that's one way that could come up. That was the first thing that came to my mind. But the reason why, because in terms of, when I was thinking of refuah, in refuah b'Shabbos is because certain situations, we could do away with it because of that lumdus Rav Schefter shared. Can that be extrapolated?
But that if something is only Asa Derabana and Migzeira, so lo hamida devrayim in certain circumstances?
Yeah.
That could be true. I guess that could be true. Again, it would have to be fleshed out in a specific scenario if you're going to say such a thing, but I guess in theory
right.
That's okay. We'll see that shaft that we just referenced in a little while. Okay. One other thing to just note by way of introduction to harchakos is whether the orientation when it comes to harchakos should be an orientation lekula or an orientation lechumra. Given that, the whole institution of, again, we'll have to talk about what's the raisa, what's the rabbanon, what's later minhag, but in terms of general orientation towards harchakos, are we inclined lekula or lechumra? So that manifests itself in the following way. There's a comment of the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is in Chelek Aleph Hilchos Nida, the end of Simin Shin Samach. Chelek Aleph Hilchos Nida, the end of Simin Shin Samach. So the Or Zeruah there references a minhag that some women had, that the woman would stay away from going to shul during Yemei Nidusa. So he writes, "V'yesh nashim shenim neus mi likanes abeis hakneses mi liga the sefer." Well, Maybe see reference to this in the Ramah later on. So women had a practice of not going into shul, not touching the Sefer Torah, period. Chumra ba'almahi. The yafa he nosas. So that's a chumra, but it's a appropriate chumra. Umari avia ezri amrli, sheish nashim she'enem ispalos achore yinida. There are some women who wouldn't stand behind the nida when davening. V'amrli shamasakein beferish bebraisa the nida. Harbe chumras amrli sherasha. So there are these various chumras that were not recorded in other more well-known sources. Klolo shel davar, kol ma sheyachol adam lahachmir benida, yachmir v'tavo alav bracha. So Ezra has this line that it's appropriate to have extra chumros when it comes to being merachik from nidos, and such chumros are the gather tavo alav bracha. Even though, on the other hand, v'asil adam laharbas dvarim shelo letzarach amishta nida, you shouldn't speak more than necessary, even with your own wife when she's in nida. Etc. So the Yosarua has this line that when it comes to nida, adam lahachmir benida, yachmir that those extra chumras, even if they're not halachically mandated, are appropriate. There's a similar comment of the Sidrei Torah. Sidrei Torah is Sifkat and Gimel, quote in the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Dalet. So there the Piskei Tshuva is discussing whether the Isser's Rika of throwing something to your wife who's a Nida applies even if you throw something up. Now, that which goes up must come down. So the Sidrei Torah there is Machmir, quote in the Piskei Tshuva, and Sidrei Torah says, a Machmir Tavol HaBracha, even though one could have argued that the Isser Zrika only applies if you're throwing laterally, but not if you're throwing up. Nevertheless, if there's a, you could go either way, Hamachmir Tavo Alav Bracha. And Ramosha has a line in the spirit as well, Chelik Beis Yaradei Asimen Ayin Hei, Chelik Beis Yaradei Asimen Ayin Hei, in discussing carrying a heavy load together, which we'll get to hopefully later today. So there Ramosha writes that even though you in theory could have entertained an argument lakula that the chiba that's engendered by carrying something together is only if it's a light object, but not if it's a heavy load and you're carrying a heavy load together. Nevertheless, Ramosha writes, Mikol Makom, Yesh Lachush V'Lasor, he thinks that Lamaisi should be Machmir. Mitzad, the kol archakos, you say radifu. When it comes to archakos, some additional archakos, are appropriate and preferable. So where there is a suffix, you could, in theory, go either way. Better to be machmir. In the other direction, the crazy placey, Rabbi Yonos and Ibishitz's perish on Hilchos Nida, which is included in the volume of crazy placey, but it has officially a different title, Tiferes Yisrael, but it's in the same volume in the Crazy Placey and generally referred to as Crazy Placey on Hilchos Nida. So there in the beginning of Siman Kuf Sadi, hey, this is also referenced in Piskei Tshuva. He writes that, we'll talk about the context a little bit later as well, but he paskins, you're allowed to give a present to your wife who is a Nida. And he says, by extension, you can also blow a feather off the clothing of your wife who is a Nida. He writes, "She'ein iser shum kiruv das, rak kiruv das ben agias dvarim hamevim lidei korva degilei rayas." That the isurim in Siman Kuf Sadi Hei are not any situation of kiruv das; it's only a kiruv das situation that could bring one lidei korva. V'lo so sifu pentigro chas v'shalom. And if you're going to be unduly machmir, then every chumrah has an equal and opposite kula, that if you're going to be machmir too much, then that may spur a reaction that's going to lead to kulas. So every chumra has to be properly calibrated, and Yonos and Ibishitz writes that it's not a good idea to be unduly machmir when it comes to harchakas. Okay, so let's go on to discuss some of the details now. Al Seder Simon
Kuf Tzadi Hei. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Kuf Aleph Yerabia Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Kolaba al erva min harayos derech ivarim o shechibek v'nishek derech taiva v'nena b'kir basar harez aloka min haTorah. So any ba'ala erva, even chibuk v'nishuk, derech taiva, gets malchus min haTorah. So the Rambam holds that chibuk v'nishuk, derech taiva, is aser by all arayos min haTorah. So that's true by ishto nida as well. And the Ramban, in his hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah lo sasei shin nun gimel. Lo sasei shin nun gimel, the Ramban argues. And the Ramban writes, let's pull it up here. Aval kafi ha'iyun b'talmud ein adaver kein. He argues on the Rambam. She'ev b'kreva she'em b'gili erva kigon chibuk v'nishuk la'av v'malkus. Not true. Sharei b'gemara Shabbos shalu b'nida imutar she'yishka b'ayla ima b'mita achas he b'bigda v'hu b'bigdo. Today's daf and daf yomi. And the Gemara there asks, may a husband lay down with his wife as a nida if they're both dressed? V'hayim eh misha asar, v'helu upliga de Rebbe Pidas, dam Rebbe Pidas, l'asa Torah el akreva, shel gili erva bilvad, shenem ar ish ish el kol she'er b'saro lo sikavula galas erva. V'nei, ein lo sikavula galas erva, nidrash lehem, la b'fnei atzmo, kibraisa shnuya b'sifra, ala yidushua b'kreva, shel gili erva bilvad. So the Gemara there understands that lo sikavula galas erva is not telling you l'rabbos chibuk v'nishuk. It's only telling you a situation of Giloy Erva itself. And that's why, according to Rabbi Pedas, Hu Bibigda Vahi Bibigda would not be an Isser Daraisa. So that's Makalogos Rambam Ramban, Chibuk Vinishto Vayarayas Vayishta Nida, even Derech Taiva, according to the Rambam, that's Asim in the Torah, according to Ramban, even Derech Taiva is going to be only an Isser Dirabbanan. The Mechaber in Evan Ezer Simon Kaf Paskins like the Rambam that there is Malkus. And the Beis Shmuel there in Sivkot and Aleph quotes the Ramban as arguing. And this is relevant. This is, I guess, what Benji was alluding to earlier. This is relevant to the situation of possible medical exemption to the Isser Negiyah by Ishto Nida. So that's what the Rama in the end of the Siman writes, the last Rama in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei. Ilafima Shikasafti Dinogin Heter Im Svicha Ilav Dimishmish La Koshake Namutu Lamashish Lasa Defak Imain Rofe Akhir Svicha Ilav Yesakana Bechoya. So if a woman has a dangerous illness and there's no other doctor that could attend to her, her husband could attend to her even if she is a Nida. And the Shach there explains in Sivkat and Kaf, that's because the Shach, even according to the Rambam, Negiya Shelo B'Derech Chiba is only Aser Mi D'Rabbana. And therefore, B'Makom Sakana, it's not Avizrayu D'Gili Arayus, that's going to be Mutter. Okay. But take a look how this is Take a look at the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei. The Mechaber writes, Chayiv Adam Lifrash Min Ishta B'mei Tumasa Ad She'tispar V'titbal V'lo Yisklok V'lo Yakal Roshima Shema Yargil Avera Aval Motu L'Siachin Imod Nekevin Shabala Pamachas Tu Lo Takif Yisra. Okay, so this, the line, Lo Yisklok V'lo Yakal Rosha Imod, that is Shema Yargil Avera, that's Lashon HaRambam, Perikof Aleph, Yisirei Biya, Halacha Dalid. And that's in the Mechaber quotes both here, and in Evin Ezer, Simen Kaf Aleph, Se'if Dalid. Take a look at the Shach. The Shach writes in Sefkat and Beis, Afilu Bidvarim. The Rama adds those two words, and the parenthetical letters of the Rama. Lo Yaka Roshima Afilu Bidvarim, says the Shach, Imar Gilan Erva Lo Yidabre Ben Ima. So, speech, conversation, that could be Margil Erva, is Aser. Now, the crazy place that we mentioned a few minutes ago says that giving a gift to your wife, who's Anida, is Mutter. That is the position of many contemporary poskim. So writes Badi Yosholchan Sukkot and Yud. So writes Rabbi Eider, page 137. And Shirei Shevet Alevi as well. Rabbi Morgenstern, page Kuf Mem, quotes that Rav Yashiv was more machmer on presents, although he says that everything has to be evaluated in context. That a present that's going to be marbe chiba, even flowers and Erev Shabbos, if it's not something that you normally do, it isn't by rote. So he quotes Rav Yashiv, who was skeptical about that, but he acknowledges that everything would have to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis, whether in context it's something that is marbe chiba. Okay. Rabbi Eider quotes from Ramosha that you shouldn't play ping pong with your wife who's Anida, or tennis, because that is that involves Kiruv Das. Deborah Tziner, Be'er Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun, Osei, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun, Osei, as well as Chelek Beis, Simen Samach Zayin, doesn't think that it involves Kiruv Das.
Although ping pong may raise another issue that Deborah Tziner talks about, which we'll probably get to maybe next time, having to do with whether that's a violation of Zrika if you return it on the bow. So he has a discussion on that, which we will get back to. Rabbi Eider thinks that it's better not to play chess and Scrabble. So quotes Rabbi Karp B'Shem Rav Yashiv, and Rav Aaron Felder, in his Rishumei Aaron, which are brief notes of stuff we heard from Ramosha. So he writes there, B'Shem Ramosha, that Ramosha also said to avoid playing chess. Rav Vosner writes that there's what to be machmir about not to play dreidel on Chanukah. But Rabbi Eider acknowledges that if a woman is not in a good mood or somewhat depressed, and could uplift her to play a game like that, then Rabbi Eider says that would be okay. Rabbi Willie's orientation with games is something like Scrabble or chess is not really an issue of Kiruv Das so much, and therefore would be mutter. Let me try to pull something up here. 1 second. Okay, let's take a look at this now. The Deborah Ziner about ping pong. Okay, 1 second. Let me share that. Okay, this is a Chelik Aleph Ber Moshe Simen Nun Osei. So he begins by quoting the Plesi about throwing something up. Actually, you know what? We'll come to that after you talk about Tzvika. We'll go a little bit more in order. My apologies. Okay. So let's take a look now at the Gemara in today's Daf. Daf Yud Gimel in Shabbos. Okay, where are we? Okay. So the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud on Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph. We've quoted this in the past for other reasons. Four lines from the bottom of the two dots. Tani Devei Elio. Maisa b'tamid echad sheshana harbe v'kara harbe v'shimish tamid echam harbe. So there is a young budding Tamid Chacham who had all the milos. Maisa chasiyamav and he died at a young age. V'haisa ishto notalas tefila v'malchirim v'at teknefes v'atimid rashos. V'yamalahem ksib atara ki huchayach v'arach yamecha bali sheshana harbe v'kara harbe. So why did he die young? The lahir adam matzira. No one would answer her. Davar. No one answered her anything. Pamachas nis arachti esla. Vayitam asicha kolasim ora. The amarti la biti. Bimeni disayich ma'avatzleich. Amli chasa shalom. I feel that's a tunnel in Agabi. Dimei libunayich mavetzleich, achalimi v'shasimi v'yashinimi v'kir basar, v'asadaito davar acher. Amarti la baruch hamakim shaharga, very encouraging. Shalanas apanam l'tara, shrei amar tara v'elisha v'nidas t'masa lo sikrav. Fine.
So even though he was very makpid b'mei nidusa, he wasn't so makpid b'mei libuna, which according to Tosas may be that Bismanayim, there were two tefillas, a woman would be tovelos after Nida Daraisa, and then tovelos again after the Chumash Darabanan. So this Talmid Chacham wasn't properly makbid on point one. So you see from this Maisa that during Yimei Nidusa and Yimei Libuna, there's an Isser Negia, the husband and wife, may not touch a fila the etzba kitana. However,
Sorry to interrupt, but just to looking at the pashup shot of the words of this Gemara, when she went around with the tefillin, and the fact that the other Talmidei Chachamim didn't answer her, is that mashma that they knew the reason why and they just didn't want to tell her, or is it because they didn't know?
So it could be that no one thought of that distinction, or why would they have any reason to believe that he wasn't properly makbid on these din and derabanan? Eliyahu Navi is privy to more information than most of us. So when Eliyahu Navi met her, he knew what questions to ask.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Right, it's Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, so it's Eliyahu Navi who's the narrator.
What is that exactly? That's Sefer.
I'm sorry?
What is that sefer exactly?
Tana Dvei Elio?
Yeah.
It's a collect. Do you want to know what the authorship is? I'm not sure. I mean, it is a collection of Medrash that the Gemara references. If you want to know where it was first printed as a separate work. I don't know.
Are we assuming like it's a story they made up?
I'm sorry?
Are we assuming it's a story they made up?
Made up?
The Gemara makes stories up all the time, I assume.
What do you mean made up?
How would they know Eliyahu did this?
I don't know. I haven't thought that through, and I'm not going to take time to think that through right now. Don't know. Okay. But in any event, so we see from the Mice of Tanit of Elio that the Nisu Nagia definitely exists. We may need to do so. And it sounds like that is...
at least Nidivrei or derived from the Elisha Nidavta Masalo Sekrav. At least derived from a Pasuk. But we don't find any reference in the Gemara to an Isser Hoshata, nor is there any evidence of an Isser Hoshata in the Rambam. But we do see Isser Hoshata in Tosfos, and let's go back to Tosfos there on Yud Gimel Amid in Shabbos. The top Tosfos, Bimei Libu Nayach Ma Vetzlech, and also Tosfos in Ksubis, Samach Amar Alis Diber Maskel Mechalfa. He quotes, about halfway down, the Rashi hayanoeg iser lahoshin mafteach miyada liyada bimei nidusa. Rashi had a practice of prohibiting extending a key bimei nidusa. V'nir l'ri sheish tamach miseid
erliyo diksani amr la sheme heves alois ha-shemen sheme heves alois ha-pach. So in the more expansive edition of Tanit Ve'Elio, that's not quoted in our Gemara, Tosa says there's a added line of the conversation that maybe you brought him Shemen, maybe you brought him the Pacha Shemen. So maybe there's a most there of an Isser Hashata. Not necessarily, Raya. Because there the concern of bringing the shemen wasn't necessarily extending it, but maybe touching in the act of giving it over. Okay, so Tosfos acknowledges there's no real raya, and then he rejects another possible raya. There's no real raya from any Gemara that would support an Isser Hoshata, but that's what Tosfos quotes from Rashi, that Rashi practiced such an Isser Hashata Bein Ish Leishto Nida. And the Rashba has this as well, in Torah Sabayis HaKatzar Dalet Amid Aleph, the Rashba writes, Lo Yoshit Miyado Liyado Shem Davar Shema Yiga Bibisara, that you shouldn't extend anything, why? Lest you come to an Isser Negia. And that's the reason that's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Beis, Lo Yiga Ba'afila Batzba Ketana, V'lo Yoshin Miyada Liyada Shim Davar, V'lo Yikablanu Miyada Shema Yiga Bibisara. Now there's a different Rashba. That's the Rashba in Torah Abayis that says Chashash Negiya. Rashba in Tshuva, now the Beis Yosef quotes in Simon Kof Aleph in Evan Ezer, Tshuvas HaRashba is Chelek Aleph, Simon 1188, Elef Kof Peches and Chelek Aleph, Tshuvas HaRashba. So there the Rashba writes, why is there an Isser Hoshata? Shalibo Gaspa Ubekrivus Muat Ikol Amechash Lehergal Avera. That because Libo Gaspa, because there's a close, intimate relationship between Isha, we're worried with any kind of kibbutz, you may come lehergel aveira. So not a chashash negiyah,
Even without a chashash nagia, there's just a general chashash hergel aveira korva. And Beit Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham that this iser hoshata applies even to a long object. So you could have said that based on the Rashman's tshuva, it applies to a long object because any hoshata involves a certain level of kravos. But the Rabbeinu Yerucham says that the concern is, even if it's long, maybe you still will come to Nagia, you may still touch her. The Shach quotes this Lalachim in Sifkat and Gimel, that the Isser Hashat applies even to a long object. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Sifkat and Hey, not like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, not just we're worried about Nagia, even if there's no concern of Nagia whatsoever, it's so far away, there's still a little plug. That Lanitnu Devrayim Lashirim, so to speak, that once we Aser Hashata, we Aser Hashata across the board, even if the concern is Nagia, and there's no particular reasonable concern of Nagia in this particular situation, still, it's part of the same package, and there's an across the board low plug. Okay, then the Ramah adds, the Chayin Aide Zrika Miyada Liyada, Olahepech Aser, that not only is an Isser Hoshata, but there's an Isser Zrika as well. And that's attributed to Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, Hagos Shari Dura. They Aser Zrika. The Tashbeis argues, Tashbeis and Chela Gimel Simen Nun Ches Osei. Tashbeis Chela Gimel Simen Nun Ches Osei. Tashbeis writes, that Zrika is mutter, even though Hoshata is Aser, Zrika is mutter. Shalom Aser El Ayidei Chibur B'Hoshata. The only Iser is where there's a direct connection between husband and wife. If you're extending something, then they're touching through a common object. As opposed to throwing something, there's no direct connection between husband and wife. In that case, it's going to be mutter. So the Tashbeis argues on the Shuvas Binyamin Zev and Agos Shari Dura. Fine. The Bava Yeshulchan points out in the Be'urim page Reis Samach Gimel that there's a Ritva in Ksubis Samach Aleph Amen Aleph. The Ritva in Ksubis Samach Aleph Amen Aleph writes that Hoshata Ayde Shinoi is mutter. That if you extend something in a abnormal way, that's going to be mutter. So the Bava Yeshulchan understands that sounds like the Tashbeis, that the Isser of Zrika, the Isser of Hashata is where there's some chibur between Ish Ishta. So if you're going to do Hashata with a Shinoi, that's not really a chibur. And just like according to the Tashbeis, Zrika is mutter, because there's no direct connection, so to Hoshat Ayde Shinoi is going to be mutter. But if you hold, like the Rishonim, the Ramah quotes, that the Isser applies even to Zrika, then there shouldn't be any heter for Hoshata, even Ayde Shinoi. Okay. Now you would have thought that since there's no mention of an Isser Zrika by the Mechaber, that Sfardim would not have such a restriction. But Rav Avadia writes, Alechachila, even Sfardim should be machmir on Zrika. Okay. The Bava Yeshulchan also points out in the Be'urim page Reis Samach Daled that you probably would be inclined to say that if the reason for the Isser Negia is like the Rashman, if the reason for the Isser Hoshata is like the Rashman Taras Abayis of the Chashash Negia, then that shouldn't be extended to Zrika. If Hoshata anyway is only because of Chashash Negia, by Zrika there's no way in the world you're going to come to Negia, so that shouldn't have been a concern. If the reason is like the Rashman Tshuva, Kiruv Das, so Kiruv Das can apply to Zrika as well. Okay. In the Sefer Pifkei Tshuvos, He says, maybe there's another nafkamina between whether the Issus Rika is Mishum Negia or Mishum Kirav Das. And let's say you're in public, there are a lot of people around. So if the concern is Chashash Negia, so Chashash Negia could exist even in public. If the concern is Kirav Das, there isn't going to be too much Kirav Das if you're in a crowd. But he says that Lemaisa Poskim don't make this distinction, that we don't find any kulos even in public for Zrika. Okay, there is a Tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, Yoredei Chelik Bei Simen Yud Ches, Yoredei Chelik Bei Simen Yud Ches, the Darkei Tshuva quotes a piece of this. Three reasons that we're not concerned about a husband putting a get in the hands of his wife who's a nida. This isn't usually on people's radar screens at that point. I can only think of one time, so Lemaisa or Meikel, we'll see why in a minute. I can only think of one time in the thousands of gittin that I've been at where a husband's about to give a get to his wife, and he pauses and asks the bezdin if that's mutter because she's a nida. Why is it mutter? So the Beis Yitzchak has three reasons. So number one, he says the whole point of giving a get is l'racha kasi, that you're coming to send her away, save her krisos. So just like in Yanei Deyoma, just like the Chachamim hold in Psachim Daf Yud Aleph, that we're not worried when it comes to Bidika Slam. It's a mission there, says Machlokes Chachamim Behuda, that if you forgot to do Bidika Slam before Pesach, you do Bidika Slam on Chol HaMoed. So why aren't we concerned that you might come to eat it? If we allow you to do Bidika Slam on Chol HaMoed and you find Chametz, maybe you'll come to eat it. So that's because l'racha kasi, that the reason you're looking for chametz is to destroy it. So if your orientation is to destroy it, you're not going to come to eat it. So it says the Beis Yitzchak, same thing by get. You're coming to divorce your wife to chase her away. So that's the orientation. There's no concern of kirov that's going to come from that. So that's going with the reason of Kirov as opposed to the reason of Negiah. If it's a Chashash Negiah should apply even if L'racha Kasi. But then he says the second reason, which covers the Chashash Negiah also, that essentially, literally, Gita V'yada Bank Achas, that at the time that she receives a get, she's not your wife anymore. So it's all Bas Achas, Gita V'yada Bank Achas, it's all the same time. So there's no concern of Archokos by giving your wife a get. And then the third thing he says is that since a get is given in the presence of a minion, that's what it says in the Seder, a get, that a get should be given in the presence of a minion. We're generally not so makbid about that nowadays. The Rabbi Wallhendler, who was a dayan in Williamsburg, wrote a few. Sorry, he's the author of the Mishnah Berurah Chadash on Hilchos Nida that we've quoted in the past, the Gufei Halachos. So that a get that he was doing once, and he told me that he is makbid to have a minion for gittin, but he's makel to include women in the minion. That was the Kula in Williamsburg. But in the Seder again, it says that a minion is on basara, gets on basara. So even though, so there he says no concern of Hergel Aveira because it's done in public. Even though in general there's no such kula of Hashat in public, but by a get, since it's always Barabim, then it's going to be mutter.
Sorry, yeah. What about the opposite case? Like the giving the ring for Kedushin ring for Kedushin.
Very good, Usher. That's a very good segue into what I was going to talk about in 30 seconds. Great. So the Beis Yitzchak himself says, that reason of publicity
may also be relevant to Chubas Nida. But before we go there, just to conclude the get piece, so the Yitzchak Yitzchok says, Nafkamina, between his reasons, is a get shchimera. So the person's giving a get out of love. He's giving his wife a get because he's about to die, and he doesn't want her to fall to his evil brother as a yavama, or his mummer brother, or his communist brother, where she won't be able to get a chalitza. So there he's giving the get out of love. So if it's l'racha kasi, that doesn't apply. But if it's gita v'yadavam kacha, so that's true in any situation, whatever the context is. Okay. What about chubas nida? So the bar hetev in Evin Ezer, Simin Samach Aleph, Seif Ches. Evin Ezer, Simin Samach Aleph, Seif Ches, quotes from the Minhagi Maril. Maril says that the proper mahalach chubas nida, is to drop the ring into her finger, into her hand, not to place it on her finger. And the Rehetiv says that the minig is not that way. The minig is to do it normally, to put it on her finger as normal. And that's the practice of most. Poskim, in the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, which I mentioned to you on email, the Sefer on Just Tim Kufari Hey, you could, here it is on the screen if you have the video. Oh, is that coming out backwards? Is that the right way? Okay. So in the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, written by Rav Eliyahu Shmuel Vind, Tupshin Lama Kas Yerushalayim. So he has in the back a kuntres on the Chubas Nida. So he says that was the old minhag in Yerushalayim, this way to do it normally. Rabbi Bluth, who just passed away a few months ago, writes in, MTJ came out with a number of volumes of a journal called Kovitz Litora Vehara. So in the volumes that came out in Ramosha's lifetime, Psakim for Ramosha, some written by Ramosha, some written by Tamidim. So Rabbi Bluth there has Psakim for Ramosha on this topic of Chupas Nida in volume Hay, page 24. He says, Ramosha also, that's the proper minhag, to do the Nesinas HaTabas normally, to put it on her finger without any change. Why? So the Ozerur writes in the end of Simon Shimon Aleph, the exact opposite of the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak says, Vayeget Kita V'yadavam Kachas, and the Ozerur says, here this at the beginning. So here they're not married yet. So the Isra Chakos only apply once they're married. So until the Nesinas HaTabas are not married yet, so there's no Isra Shata. You have to be careful to avoid Nagia. That's what Rabbi Eider says from Moshe, Rabbi Booth from Moshe. Be careful not to touch her directly as much as possible, but to put on the ring normally, that is okay. Rabbi Eider says another Svar Lahako. As we began, the whole reason for all the Archakas by Ishta Nida is because since we're Mekel and Yichud, we're Machran Archakos, Chubas Nida Yichus Velaser, because there's no Birushona yet. So then maybe, even though Lamaisa, the Chakas, is still going to apply once they're married, but at the moment, at that moment, since there's technically an Isra Yichud, it's not as severe, so you can be Mekel for the Nesina Sa Tabas. In Rabbi Bluth's article there, he also quotes from Ramosha, as far as the Mesiris HaKsuba during a Chuppas Nida, that the husband shouldn't give the Ksuba directly to his wife. Whoever reads the Ksuba should give it to the Kala. And that's not going to call attention so much because no one's really paying attention. That's not so odd that the person reading the Ksuba should give it to the Kala. But he writes, if for whatever reason circumstances dictate that the husband is in an uncomfortable situation and people are expecting him to give it directly to his wife, so because it's Makam Rabim, Sarach Mitzvah, it's not such a big deal. Okay. Pinchas Tshuva in Sifkat and Dalid writes as follows.
Ayin b'shuvas b'sof sefer minchas Yaakov. Shekasav the aser le'isha nida lahaser mibayla nosa derech neficha. A woman may not blow a feather off her husband. Umevi raya may a memer the shachol gavra gadfa minei. Then he quotes that she was Har Carmel, is docha the raya, as is the crazy placey that we quoted before. And he quotes the crazy placey that you can throw something up. And Siddhi Tara is Machmir, that's what Siddhi Tara says, Kalamachmir Binyanim Elu, Tavo Leim Bracha. So the crazy placey is of the opinion, as we noted earlier in the Hakdama, that you shouldn't be marred by chamros. So he's makel on blowing off the feather and throwing something up. And the Siddhi Tara thinks that chamros are better. He's machmir. Rabbi Eider writes, page 149, that even the Siddhi Tara, when it comes to blowing a feather, didn't actually say it's usher. He just said a machmir tavla bracha. So Rabbi Eider thinks that you could be makel on the feather, and you could be makel on throwing something up. And Rabbi Willig is of the opinion that you should be machmir or even on throwing something up. And that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rabbi Yashu as well, to be machmir, not to throw something up.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Here's a random question. Is Rabbi familiar with tetherball?
Is that where the ball is connected to the paddle?
It's connected to a pole, and the goal of the game, it winds around the pole, and the point is to try to, it's connected to the pole itself.
And there's one pole and one ball?
Yeah, it's two people are playing on two different sides of this pole, and it winds around, and the point is to punch the ball in order to get it onto the other person's side.
And are both people potentially touching it at the same time?
It's similar in the way that it's kind of like in the same way ping pong, it goes up and down.
Right.
But it's connected already to the pole. It's a Matthias thing. I wish I could show you, but.
Well, I'm actually looking on Wikipedia as we speak.
They have a picture. It's a pole with a connected by a ball.
1 second. So let's go back to talk about ping pong now for a second.
Yeah.
And then you can tell me about a tether ball. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the Deborah Senior's tshuva about ping pong. Let's see, where do we go? Okay, here we go. So the Ravishner quotes the Placey that we just quoted. Isi be Placey shakasa v'zal. Ani reisi nogin shizorkin davar klapi mala v'lo l'nochach ishto kimiskavin lizrak liyada. So people would throw things up. Rak zorka klapi mala dipashat eshel mekabelos. Zula v'gizrik v'nogin behater. V'yesh lahakel ki v'lapachi kol chumr ba'alma. The Koshikan Lashala Rav about blowing a feather, the crazy places make on that as well. Okay. The Alpidvarm Elu Hamitim, he writes, Chusmi Masha Mako, a crazy placey, Labala Fihanotza, which he thinks should be Asher.
But he agrees with the heter of throwing something up, even though they say the Ritara says it should be Machmir. Imshari lo lehistashayam ishto biyosanida bisko kanikra ping pong. So are you allowed to play ping pong? V'derech mischak zeh hu baza ofen. If you want to know how to play ping pong, I'll tell you. L'mashal, ha'ish maka be'eitz agol v'rachav al kadur katan kal ha'kvitza. So the man hits with a round wooden stick a small, easily jumpable ball. Hakadur nogeya b'tchila b'chela chathi ha'shulchan akar v'gabi didei. So the ball first lands on your side of the ping pong table. He spoke that in the sachin al shulchan. In case you didn't realize, this is on a table. Ha'shulchan echlak l'beis chalak amayde reshes, and the table is divided to two parts with a net in the middle. Ukishenaga kadur ba'shulchan b'chelak asamachlo. After it falls on your side, kovitzamala me'areshes. It jumps over the net al chelak ha'shulchan asheni onto the second part of the table. You just hear the suspense building here. Ukishachozir magbia kadur atzmo me'al ha'shulchan ishta amed asarosh ha'shulchan shel chelak asheni. Makabikador, Vakador, Holech Vinogea, Vishulchan, Vichelaka Samachlo. Ukishemabi Asmami Al Shulchan, Kikala Sakvisahu, Maka Isha Sakador Bechazara, Yashar Al Tsad, Chelaka Sheni, Shala Shulchan, Vimakam Shishto Mendes, Imra Shailish Tashaya Ima, Bishok Zep. So that is the Shaila. With a fairly detailed description of how you play ping pong. So just remind me, is that accurate that on the serve it's supposed to bounce on your side first? Anyone?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, fine. So then the Deborah Senior got it right. Those are the rules of ping pong. Okay. So, what does he say? Let's go back. Is that mutter? Vishafti leheter al pi divrei haplesi elu dehalo lo hu velo hi zorkin hakador mizu lezem mizu lezu. No one's throwing it directly. El adarab al pi chukei amischa kodem sarosh yiga hakador ba shulchan. So you always hit it back on the bounce. They don't touch the ball. Kenua din the Omek Advarim. So that's the Omek Advarim of ping pong. So that's Mikra din. Vanidi Barti Alibo Lazov Darkoze Afilukishi Tahora Vilukboa Ace Alimina Torah. Now, all things considered, should spend your time learning and not playing ping pong. Avalohu Ila Devari wasn't able to convince him. Ki mana bithiv. I don't know what Kina is, but if he doesn't play ping pong with her, then she's going to go to the movies. Maybe this is a novel b'shus haTorah. She ain't a dom l'ashkafes yoshve medina sartzo sabris l'omek hiluch machshavasam ein l'ashimam kal alze ki lo ra tomize. They don't know any better. V'hergal nasa teva v'kashem od. Lehachlifo. Okay. So there you have it. The Deborah Tzidor felt that Me'ikar HaDin, ping pong, should be mutter. Now, he's assuming that it's analogous to throwing something up. See, if you're machmer and throwing something up, like Rabbi Willie, Rabbi Morgenstern, B'shem Rav Yashiv, so then it could be usher. It could be that it's premise that there's no kiruv of das is also not necessarily correct. That a ping pong may involve kiruv of das. And also, it's conceivable, even though you're supposed to hit it on the bounce, that may not
always happen. And you may end up hitting it back, not on the bounce. So I don't think the heter, despite the Deborah Tziner's caveat that you should be learning anyway, not playing ping pong, but I'm not sure if the heter of Isha Nida is fully convincing.
Why is that like throwing it up?
It's throwing it in a abnormal, indirect way. So throwing it up, throwing it out of bounds. You could distinguish. You could say that out of bounds is less than, is one step removed than throwing it up. When you're throwing it up, you're not throwing it to her. You're throwing it somewhere else and it comes into her hand. If you're throwing it out of bounds, you're also not throwing it directly. You could distinguish, but he premises his tshuva on the fact that he's making like the Pleisi on throwing something up. But Benji, what does that say about tetherball?
I don't know how to share. I'm trying to find a picture, but it's the difference is because it's like the difference is that ping pong, you have a ball and two paddles.
Right.
They're not connected to each other.
This right.
is that, like, you have a pole and there's a string with a ball attached to it, and two people are hitting it to each other around, which wraps around the pole.
They're hitting it to each other?
They're hitting it to each other, but wrapping around the pole.
Well, if they're hitting it to each other, that should be a problem. No?
You're not giving it to the other person, though. You want them to miss it.
Right, I was thinking that you...
You want to keep going around and keep spinning until it goes around your side.
Although, I guess you could say the same thing for ping pong, though, right? Because for ping pong, you also want them to miss it, so the ball goes past them.
It would be the same thing if, like, let's say you're playing soccer. You're playing soccer. You don't want them to catch it. You want it to get past them.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, though, since if we would be mocking here by what, like, writers said, both tennis and ping pong, you know, both those things also you tried the ball past. So I assume that would be equally mocking here for anything else.
I mean, one thing about soccer is that you're not throwing it, you're kicking it.
But soccer, I'm assuming you could be talking about teammate. That would be even more of a problem.
Okay, let's look at this.
Yeah, right. That's tetherball. Oh. So these two boys, right? These two boys that are playing each other. So they're, yeah,
here,
right.
Here, Benji, just let's listen. They're explaining the rules. Let's listen.
In your direction.
It's a two-person game, one person on each side.
Server bounces the ball off the pole and then hits it over to the other player.
You can use an open hand to hit the ball.
You may also close your hand and make a fist to hit the ball.
It is considered a foul if you catch the ball.
It is also a foul if you cut the rope or...
Also a foul if you double hit the ball, hitting it two times before it goes to the other side.
If you commit a foul, the ball goes to the other player.
The cheating foul must be unwrapped and reserved.
Okay. Yeah, my inclination is it's Aser.
Okay.
It looks like the kind of thing that involves Kiruv Das maybe even more than ping pong. If, even if you're Megal on ping pong, it looks like the chances of throwing it directly are greater than in ping pong. And if you be back around ping pong, I think this is no better, possibly worse.
That's Does everyone agree that you're hitting it and you're not hitting it even with your hand, you're hitting it with a paddle. You're not catching it with your hand. Does everyone agree that that's considered the same?
As far as ping pong? So the Debreciner,
ping pong, tennis, anything like, yeah.
It sounds like it's the same. It's just an extension of your hand, basically. Yeah, it's like
my main point was that you're not catching it, you're just hitting it. The halacha is you can't throw something for them to take.
Right. You're saying you hit back. So you're asking, let's say there's no racket, you're just you're playing paddle ball with your hand. Or you're playing volleyball.
That was just the practical part of my question. The fact that you're, does everyone agree the fact that you're hitting it? It's obvious that that's considered Hoshata, mm-hmm. because the Gzeira was only on Hoshata. The Gzeira right. was never obviously on hitting with your hand.
Well, here we're talking about Zrika, which is one step beyond Hoshata anyway. Not sure. I haven't seen anyone make that distinction. I think we probably assume it's the same, but I don't know. I haven't seen anyone say otherwise. But not sure. Okay. The Badi Shulchan writes in Sivkat and Yudes that as far as the Isser Hoshata, so even if a woman is concerned that people around her are going to notice that she's in Nida, where her husband's not extending something directly where the expectation is that he should, that doesn't create any grounds, Lukula. Ramosha explains that in the following way, in Chelek Beis Yeridea Simen Ayin Zayin, Chelek Beis Yeridea Simen Ayin Zayin. So Ramosha writes that you shouldn't be so concerned about a woman's feeling of bizayon, busha. Let's pull it up here. Okay. Amitam shehu ki bizayon la. So even though women may claim that, look, it's embarrassing me, covered a bria, isn't that right? Doesn't faze us. Mishum she'ein baze bizayon kolkach. The adula kolsha nashim heinidos yid bezion b'chol chodesh. What's a bizayon? Everyone knows that every woman is going to be a nida for half of every month anyway. If they're not a miselekas dam and we're pregnant, and they have these harchakos. Adarabba, you love shows the gadim yichadin lemei nida.
It used to be that every nida wore a special nida clothing. The mizah yoda sashkeinu shinida. When people were makban and taras, they had to identify themselves as nida, so people would know to stay away from them. So you see that there wasn't such a concern of bizaya. So as far as that analysis, Rabbi Willie points out that, as we know, nowadays, women who are in nida do not wear big day nidos. Nowadays, in Yanei Tumah V'Tara are not practiced. So the whole context of nida's only been ish l'ishto. So it is reasonable that women would be embarrassed. Nevertheless, there still aren't grounds to be makel on the Isser HaShat or Zrika because of embarrassment, unless there are other tseirufim and other tzadim lahakel. And Rabbi Will just quotes in that context the crazy placey of Lo Tosifa Pentagro, that embarrassment could be a factor among other factors in making a determination if there are other tseirufim lahakel. So you have this
in the Chayi Adam. Chayi Adam also in Yanei Dioma, Hilchos Pesach, Seder Lela Pesach Ozayim. The Chayi Adam writes that the practice was, so he writes, at the correct juncture, the beginning of Magid, you lift up the Ka'ara. The Nogin Shakol B'nei Beisam Magdiyan Akara. And he quotes a practice that sounds like all the people in the house would lift up the Ka'ara together. Must have been a big Ka'ara. Ulif Amim She'ishta Nida V'av Mispayeshes O'Shabam Lidei Skok. But sometimes a woman is a Nida and she's going to be embarrassed because she's not able to lift up the Seder plate with the rest of the family. And therefore, says the Chayi Adam, better that the woman should never lift up the Seder plate. And that way, you won't have situations of embarrassment. So rather than have, sometimes a woman will be able to, sometimes she won't, and there might be embarrassments, the better she should never lift it up. So that's what Rabbi Morgenson writes, that you have to do things with Chachma, you have to be proactive in trying to avoid potentially embarrassing situations. Like Rabbi Willock says that he would always, he would never give the summon directly to his wife so that no one should notice. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. So you have to do things intelligently to avoid potential situations of embarrassment. Okay, should we go on a little or should we stop here? You're all muted.
Whatever Rebbe wants.
Happy to defer to the Rebbe.
I'm personally an hour behind, so I have more time. So.
Steve, are you running somewhere or should we continue a little?
We can continue.
Okay, so we'll continue. Okay, so Ramosha writes, Yeridea Chele Beis, Simon Ayin Hay. We referenced this earlier, that when it comes to a light load, so lifting up together a light load is more chamor than lifting up together a heavy load. Because there's more kiruv das when you lift a light load. But nevertheless, he thinks that it's appropriate to be machmir even when it comes to a heavy load. And that's what the Sugaba Shoshanim quotes, Perakof Aleph Sivtes. He quotes the Shuvah written to him by the Minchas Yitzchak that you can't lift up a heavy beam together. Just like you're not supposed to sit on a flimsy bench or a shaking bench together, even if it's a long bench. Rabbi Eider, page 147, quotes to Ramosha that I guess so. We have to give a hakdama. There used to be something called a landline. A telephone that people had in their homes. And there used to be something called a cord that was connected to the receiver. Does anyone know about such things?
No clue.
Seriously?
I'm joking. I was born in the 90s. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good. I don't think anyone has cords anymore. But before cordless phones, there's something called the phone with the cord. So can the wife is on the phone and the cord is dangling on the ground and the husband wants to get to the other side.
So can the husband lift up the cord while the wife is talking on the phone? It would apply in the other direction also, but the more skia case is where the wife is talking on the phone. So Moshe writes, that's okay. Moshe is quoted saying that's okay. So says Shira Shevet Alevi. Rabbi Eider explains, because they're really two separate objects, and not that they're lifting up the same thing together. The cord is l'chud, and the phone is l'chud. The Deborah Tziner is machmir, chela gimel simen kuf lamed aleph, chela gimel simen kuf lamed aleph. He's worried that maybe if one is going to pick up the cord, that's going to cause the phone to move also. And the Sugaba Shoshanim is machmir perik yadalid sef aleph, that he thinks it's considered one unit. It's not that the cord and the phone are two separate units, it's considered to be one unit. And the Sugaba Shoshanim says that he should be machmir also not to take laundry off a laundry line at the same time, even if they're not touching directly, because they could move the line and the other person could be affected by the movement of the clothesline. Okay. Rabbi Eider's Mako, page 150, that a husband can read a book that his wife is holding as long as they're careful not to touch each other. Shevet Alevi is machmir on that. And the Sugaba Shoshanim writes, could be there isn't much of a machlokas, parak gimel sif yubayv, gimel sif yubayv, and it's all lefianyan, meaning if it's a situation that could reasonably lead to nagi or to kirav das, then it should be aser. And if not, then strictly speaking, it should be mutter, or could be mutter. Piskei Tshuva Sifkatan Gimel, going back one, writes as follows. I am a Tshuva Yad Eliyahu, Shakasav, De'ein Isha Nida Rasha Lahafit Ner Biyada, Kidei Sheyishta Bala Tabak. So a woman can't light her husband's cigar or a cigarette. But Ramosha writes in Chelik Bey Simon Pei Bays, Pei Gimel, sorry, Chelik Bey Simon Pei Gimel, that there's no problem with a wife holding the Havdalah candle and the husband benefiting from the Havdalah candle. That's different than lighting the cigarette, because there we're concerned about Hevel Mechaber, that you're lighting the cigarette and the smoke somehow is connecting you to the cigarette. So there's a keyboard there.
Like a din of Zaya?
A din of Hevel, yeah, something like that. There's a connection.
What about a besamim? Smelly, if she has besamim in her hands.
That would probably be more analogous to the tobacco. Because he says the reason that it's mutter with the Havdalah candle is that there's nothing connecting the two of you. She's holding a light, and you're benefiting from the light. But there's no direct connection between what she's holding and what you're doing. I think the summon may be different, because if you're smelling something that she's holding, so there may be more of a direct connection. There's one extra step. You're benefiting from the light that's created by the candle that she's holding, as opposed to benefiting from the besom by smelling the besom that she's holding directly. Does that make sense?
It's meaning that it's mashma that they're both usher.
No, so Ramosha is makel on the Havdalah candle.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't address the besom there, but I think the besomim isn't the same. I think the besomim would be an issue.
Why is light different than smell? They're both invisible.
Ruth Hannah, There's both. There's, they're both hanan, no?
You can smell something from across the room. It's not.
But I'm saying they both have a din of hanan on them.
I hear.
And when the Piskei Tshuva says this, or this Tshuva that he quotes from, that he says because it's because it creates a chibur, is that similar to Kiruv Das?
No, that's similar to Nagia, I think.
Similar to Nagia.
Mm-hmm. And they're connected. Or Zrika. I guess more Zrika, because it's not direct Nagia. Okay, let's see what the Sugah B'Shoshanim says. Perek Hafei Siv Ches. Yeah, there are certain advantages to this platform for Shir, no?
In what sense, just out of curiosity?
In the sense that we can look things up together and it's a little bit more casual. So the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Aleph quotes in the Birka Yosef that Asil Arich B'Samim Shalah.
Okay.
Now that's talking about, I think, perfume that she's wearing. Right, so that's not our case. We're talking about holding the B'Samim out of Dala. Let's see. Yeah, so he quotes, the Sugat B'Shoshanim quotes from Rav Meir Bransdorfer that, as you could have distinguished, between the B'Samim that the Piskei Tshuva talks about is her B'Samim, her perfume. So that you can't smell. But the B'Samim of Dala, that's not hers. That's something totally different. But still, he says, if you're leaning over to smell it, or you're coming close to smell it, so then there's a chashash of hergel, and it should be usher. But if you don't have to go close to smell it, then it would be mutter.
Sorry, can I just clarify? Everything that we're referring to is only that the wife cannot do for the husband, correct? In one direction?
No, so everything we're talking about till now is bidirectional. The Isser Zerika, the Isser Hoshata, the Isser Nagia is bidirectional.
So, sorry. I mean the perfume and the Abdallah candle. Just our current subject.
You're right, perfume, the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph is that a husband may not smell his wife's perfume.
Right.
That's just in that direction. But what we're talking about in terms of holding Abdallah candle would be relevant in theory in both directions. The Isser Hoshata, Zrika, Nagi are both bidirectional.
Right.
Would the Isser perfume, would the opposite not apply for a woman smelling for a man, her husband?
So the Sugah B'Shoshanim has a suffix about that. He's not sure, because it could be that doesn't lead to the same kind of korva as a woman's perfume. See, he leaves that as a tzarachiyah. He's not sure.
And as far as Ner Havdalah, so even though Rav Moshe, we just said, was Mako, the Sugaba Shoshanim quotes a Machlokas. He has a few pages about that. Okay, I'm not going to, I have to look at this maybe before next time. I'm not going to read four pages here now. Okay, so the good question, Yossi, maybe really is the same. So I have to look more carefully at what he says about Ner Havdalah, and maybe we'll come back to that next time. Just to conclude for today, the Badi Yashulchan Sukkot and Kafe is Mekel on holding an umbrella for your spouse. So is Rabbi Eider, page 150, as long as you're careful not to touch each other. So is the Deborah Tziner, Chelek Aleph Sim Nun. Sugaba Shoshanim says, Per Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, that it depends whether you're moving or whether you're stationary. If you're stationary and you're holding the umbrella under your spouse, that'll be okay. If you're moving, so then there's always going to be a chashash negia. As Rabbi Ulrich says, it depends how you hold the umbrella. If you're holding the umbrella to protect you and your wife is agav you, so then there's a chashash negia or kir basar. If you're holding it, or kiruv, kir das. If you're holding it to protect her, you don't care if you got wet, so that you can do more easily without chashash negia.
What about parents holding the child at the same time?
So Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Eliashiv that Rav Eliashiv was machmir on that, because that also leads to a certain kind of kirva. I think that sounds correct. There's a certain kirva engendered by that. Okay, one final halacha for today, and then we'll wrap up. Badi Ashulcha and Sivkad and Kavzayin is machmir that you're not allowed to take an object out of a bag being held by your spouse or put one in. So if your wife has a pocketbook, you can't take something out of her pocketbook or put something back into her pocketbook. So says the Deborah Tziner, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Osches. So says Rabbi Eider, page 146. That's the Badi Shulchan Kavzayin. However, the Badi Shulchan Sivkatan Lamed says you're allowed to throw it into the pocketbook. You can't put it in, but you can throw it in. Says Rabbi Willig, why would you distinguish? If you can't put it in, you shouldn't be able to throw it in. The Rabbi Willig thinks that you could be mako on both, that you can take something out and put it in. The tziruf, the ritvan subis, that ashata yidei shinui is mutter, so that's ashata yidei shinui. And the Rambam, that there's no ashata at all. So the tziruf that, Rabbi Willi thinks that you could be mako to put something in and take something out of your wife's pocketbook, and that solves 90% of potentially embarrassing situations where there's an expectation of Hoshata. Rav Eliashiv is machmir in the other direction, that you can't even throw in. The Badi Shulchan splits. Rabbi Willig is mekel on both. Rav Eliashiv is machmir on both. Okay, well, that we will conclude for today. And